think you should bring him on to the podcast next and figure out where he gets his confidence from, because it certainly isn't in his fantasy football abilities.
Hello and welcome back to the SSFL podcast. I've got most of the usual suspects. Kevin, hashtag playoffs, how you doing?
Good, relieved, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. And Tony, how's it going?
It's going pretty well. As good as it can be, I guess.
All right. And we've got a special guest, first time, long time, Mr. Mike O'Toole. How's it going?
Hey, everybody. Yeah, good. Thanks for having me. I appreciate the invite.
It's good to have you. Anything you want to get off your chest right off the bat before we get into it?
If you're Mike Tiano, you're officially on notice. I'll just say that.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Is there any context there?
Yeah, can you elaborate?
I was trying to find parallels, and it kind of like something like Andy in The Office. You know, early in The Office when Andy joined the Scranton office after the merger, and he basically just like picked somebody because he knew he was going to be the low man. He just like picked somebody that he thought everybody would kind of like jump on and support him to then push so that he could be second from the bottom and live there happily. I think Mike Tiano probably thought that that was me, which is why I'm getting a lot of this Tiano heat. So we'll see. I'm just curious to see how it plays out, because he's down in the pig pen with me in the Bromley Bowl. And
is this because you're both named Mike, or is there another reason?
A little bit of a Highlander.
I don't know. I think you should bring him on to the podcast next and figure out where he gets his confidence from, because it certainly isn't in his fantasy football abilities.
Is Tiano heat? Is that a hot sauce?
Is it three straight years for him not making the playoffs, right? That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's a, we don't have Brandon here to confirm, but I think he's a little bit of a pancake contender as well in their hellhole of a league.
Does anyone
know if that's true?
Don't.
He's crappy in two leagues. I'll tell you what, you guys might actually be surprised to hear this, but I'm in a different league where I've got the number one playoff team in our power rankings.
My man.
Is that a league with nine other Mike O'Tooles?
Yeah, there's two possible people in it. The other guy quit halfway through the season. I didn't know him.
How do you feel your lose. Season? How do you feel your season went, Mike? What's the you were hey, you were feeling good coming into
you
the
know,
draft?
Okay. And I actually thought I've had a decent season, all things considered. I have learned a lot about trading over the last like 4 years, I would say. I learned a lot about drafting. I did get carried away a little bit this draft with my early pull on a defense and a kicker. But like my thinking there was just like, well, if I'm going to have a defense rather than be the guy who has to like scramble every single week and like pick up a defense, I might as well pick up like a decent defense. Now I did end up picking two defenses in the draft, which I know wasn't good. And I thought people would be more eager to trade with me for a defense, which was wrong. And I learned that. I won't do that again. Kicker again, not a good call. But then the trading, I was a little more happy with my trading. I was a little more resilient when people made me some big offers. I don't think I made too many crazy trades. I think the Jamar Chase, Amon-Ra trade like worked out in the wash. Probably more of a favor to my guy Kevin, who's given me some pretty sound advice over the years. To make the playoffs, I hope it helped. I don't think it actually made a difference for that game, but beyond that, didn't get fucked in any trades, and I've been hurt before, so all things considered, could be worse, could be better, but I think that I would get better through a better draft. So I don't know. It's a 3 years from now, I'm going to make the playoffs. Mark my words.
Well, I'm writing that down. I believe in you.
Three years from now, I'll be in the playoffs. Eighth seed.
Okay. Very introspective.
I think that's a fair. I think that's a fair analysis of how it went. You're certainly.
I will add. I did. I did blow it a little early, after seeing Eric's pickup of that dude the Chargers guys, the Chargers team.
Yeah.
He picked up that receiver from Quentin the Chargers.
Johnston. Yeah.
Yeah, that went really well for him. So I spent like $100 the next week on the waiver wire. I won't do that again either.
Yeah, that money's all fake anyway. You can't take it home with you. If it makes you feel any better, Kevin can't draft for shit either. So he made the playoffs.
Yeah. Is Tate in the playoffs after this week's hullabaloo in the chat? Did Tate barely find a way to politic his way into the playoffs? Yeah,
Kevin had to squeeze the rule book a little bit and, you know, twist a couple of things, but he got in there, you know, like a good politician.
Standing on top of Eric, I might add, who's also in.
Not here to defend himself. Should we get into it? I just want to get into the picks. I don't know. This is like one of my favorite episodes of the year.
All right. Yeah, let's do it.
So we're starting with the Pronley bracket. So just to recap, we got Harsh at 8 in the cuck seed. He's standing there watching him and Brandon or watching from the sidelines this week. And then we've got Curtis at 9, Kyle at 10, Tino at 11, Tyler at 12, Mike at 13, Shar at 14, Kenny at 15, and James at a very unsurprising baby 16.
Yeah. We'll talk about James's team very shortly, I'm sure.
Yeah. Actually, I want to go first. Mike, what do you think is going to happen here? So Kurt's going to pick first. Who do you think he's going to take?
Who do I think Kurt picks? I would say Kurt is probably going to pick. I don't know. James has had some a decent waiver wire pickup of late. I think it was Wilson from the Cards, right?
Yep.
So I think that guy's going to be hot because I think, was it Harrison? Marvin Harrison? Is that other?
Yeah.
He had like appendicitis and then he like hurt his ribs or something like that. I don't think that guy's very good. I've got him in another league. I picked up the other dude and he's been way better. I think that's a big help for James's team. So I would pick I would probably pick Tino if I were Kurt.
Okay. Do you want to make any other predictions or should we jump right into Kurt's pick?
No, I'll talk too much. You guys go ahead. Thanks.
No, you're here to do that. Don't worry about that. I
need time to think. Let me have a look through. I want to say something intelligent here. I'll try to at least.
All right. Here we go with Kurt. Thank you for calling in.
Tough end to the season this year for your boy. At least I'm coming out on top and I get to pick the loser who I'm going to play this week. I was looking at matchups, seeing who I wanted to choose. And then I was like, well, what am I doing? Don't overthink this. I picked James. His team sucks. End of story.
Yeah, 100% is the right choice. I'm just looking at James's team now. And not only does his team suck, but when you look at his matchups, they're all red right now. Like it's a brutal week.
Hey, is that a thing with the colors? Is that what the colors mean? Is that they're red? Yeah. Like it's a bad matchup for the player?
Yeah, it's over the course of the season. Obviously, things can change and whatnot. But in general, it's a little like brief overview, you know, when you're looking down. But also like Vidal, you know, Hampton's back, so that's tough. And they're playing KC. And then, you know, I mean, this other running back is currently Jaleel McLaughlin. Like, it's just not good. And even Michael Wilson, well, they play Houston, and Houston just beats the pulp out of people. Yeah. And Bo Nix is going to Green Bay, hosting Green Bay. It just doesn't look good. I think this is clearly the best choice. This is one of the worst, I think, SSFL seasons in recent memory, what James put together. I'm not going to lie. Like,
it's tough. It feels like we were all high on him. I think I picked him to win it all, which is on me, but I feel like we were all high on him on the preseason
Yeah,
episode.
he
And
traded away his good players.
after already being down, didn't he go like 0-4 to start the season?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, well, yeah.
0-5, actually.
He's going for a top draft pick next season.
If only that's how it worked.
Yeah, I mean, it was tough. I mean, he didn't, his highest score in the first 5 weeks, I'm just looking at it, was 93 points. That was the best. So, like, I guess that's why he made trades. Bowers was hurt and whatnot, but yeah, like, you
Yeah.
know, Brandon puts together a little chart, and you know, James was the fifth least points against, which is like pretty favorable schedule. A lot of people would love to have that. He won three games. That's like tough. This is not a case of like,
It's
oh,
hard to
bad
do.
luck, you know.
He peek behind the curtain. He is down bad about it too. This is some mental damage going on, and we'll watch to see what happens with the draft next
He,
year. It's
sir,
been tough.
he's only broken 100 twice all year, and one of them was 102 and the other was 100.3.
I can't wait
Like,
for him to put up 143 against Kurt.
yeah, that would
Only
be
got to win
great.
one.
He just got up in one. Oh my God.
Yeah, the obvious pick. I think no one's really surprised. But so next up is Kyle, picking from Tino, Tyler, Mike, Shar, Kenny. Anyone want to make any predictions?
Yeah, well, it's got to be the second worst team.
I think it's either, if I were me, I'd go Kenny or Sharyar. I think
I'd
I'd go
take that.
Sharyar.
I would also go Sharyar right now.
Okay. Mike, you want to throw your
I'd
hat in the
pick
ring?
Dino. I'd pick Dino. It's mental. Playoffs is mental.
With the 10th overall placement and the most points in the division, I'll start Kenny.
I like the small brag there. But
Yeah.
maybe an unsurprising pick, the 15th seed.
I didn't realize he does have the most points in the division yet. And in the points against aren't that much different than Dion's either. Yet Dion's 11-3, Kyle's 7-7 out of playoffs. Don't know what that means. Other than,
Kyle didn't make, man, Kyle's team was hot and he had like a six
yeah.
game losing skid, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the thing with Kyle is he always drafts well, I feel like, and then it's a nice start to the season, but you gotta turn your roster over and you gotta look ahead, and that Tyrod Taylor start absolutely killed him.
Ooh, that's tough. I will say, like, there were multiple sites where I was looking at picking him up and like sites were rating him highly. It's like, this is nonsense. There's no shot.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't think he, I
it
don't think I would have given him, the under on 10 points, but like, goddamn.
But I mean, he finished in the negatives because he got hurt, which is always tough. But yeah, I mean, I think the point is that like you shouldn't have been put in that position. You knew this was coming for a while. You know, 3 weeks ago should have addressed this. But you know.
Yeah, I know
I.
Brandon was talking about how he was trying to, like, he had hurts in, or has hurts in Burrow, right? He was like trying to trade someone and he was like a little exasperated no one would take him. So I think that's, yeah, a little
I did
telling.
go to flame him about having too much fab at one point and then realized that he's like not even the top of the list. It's Tyler by a fair long shot, and then everyone else is a little more spent. So some in-season management, baby steps.
Yeah, I mean Kenny's team is bad though, so you know,
Yeah, there's also that angle.
like
I
there's
really
not
do
a
like Shara, just also like the psychological damage, I'm staying away from that.
what you don't want to lose to Sharyar.
No, he's got my number and he's annoying about it. Fucking too many years
Yeah,
of
I mean you are staring down the
Taysom.
two-headed combo of Jordan Mason and Tajay Spears. That's quite terrifying. So
Also, he may have some all-name team nods coming up this year, so that doesn't matter, but it is a shout-out. Okay,
okay.
so that leaves us with Tino. He's got picks from Tyler, Mike, and Shar.
He better pick Mike if
You
he's
bet. I really hope so, but I tell you
yeah.
what, and honestly, and I say this as a friend of Mike, Tino, I don't think he's got the grapes.
No, he doesn't. If he's a man of integrity, though, he will pick Bike. But he's not.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's nothing else to add to that. Let's just roll the tape.
Here we go again in the Prawnly bracket. The pick's going to be Sherryar. And from the looks of his lineup, we might have to sweat Sunday night and Monday night. But you know what? It don't matter if it's Sherryar, Rent-A-Car, Gengar, Tino's team in one, baby. Let's fucking go.
I like the Gengar shout out.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So he's a coward, though. He's a coward.
Yeah, real
coward. That's weak sauce. Yeah. Okay. So, do we predict what happens here? Because my prediction, Tino gets bounced.
Yeah, I agree.
First round.
He's going to get punished. He's going to get punished.
The players on his team know it. You know, GM doesn't have their back, obviously. Like, I don't know, you guys.
It's scared. Yes. It reeks.
Weak and afraid.
It is weak and afraid.
Smart coward, because Mike, your team is better than Sherryar's.
Yeah. I mean, it's the correct choice, but it's also the cowardly choice.
Smart coward.
I don't know you guys.
Yeah, so this leaves the last Prawnly matchup is Tyler and Mike. How are we feeling? How do we feel about that, Mike?
Yeah, Tyler's team's
pretty good, actually.
They are pretty good. Like, they're 6-8, for God's sakes. I think I don't like Nico Collins could go off. You know, that's great. Romeo Dubs and has kind of been pretty rough, but again, that just kind of seems like one of those time bomb guys. RB's like, I mean, he's not starting two handcuffs, you know.
That's a fair point.
I'll tell you that. So yeah, and I'm pretty, what is Cam Dicker's the number one kicker? Number three?
Probably. So,
you know, kickers win leagues. And I'll say that confidently. So I don't know. It's gonna be a good game. I got nothing but respect for Kyle.
Tyler.
You know, gonna pump his eyes shut, but
the one thing you have going for you, Mike, is Tyler currently has the most points against, so has been playing defense all year.
We know defense wins championships.
This is true. Weak D, and I did go hard on the defenses.
Yeah, that's your advantage. The draft. Yeah, for sure.
In the draft. So if there's anybody who knows a good D.
I think this is interesting because I think, Mike, you and Tyler's team are by far not like the worst four teams, but one of you is going to lose.
Yeah.
And you're going to end up in the, I mean, it just starts, the losses can rack up pretty quickly. Lose two in a row.
I remember watching Tate trying to hold on to the shit rope last year. you know this analogy where the shit acts like grease, and the harder you squeeze, the faster you slide down the rope. And what did you win? You beat Dion by like a point or something like that.
I don't know what it was, but I beat
him. It was like a tie in the Prawn League because some guy died on the field. Wasn't that you guys?
No, it was Anthony and Brendan. For a made-up championship.
No, I think we just voted on whoever won between Kevin and Dion. I think that's what happened.
But yes, no, I'm well aware of how badly things can go in the Prawnly bracket. Thank you.
It's so tough to be in the middle seed where you're going to get, unless an upset happens, you're going to get the worst matchup the whole way down.
It's, yeah, that's a fair point. Yeah. It's like, I mean, I haven't been in the Prawnly bracket in like quite some time, like half a decade or longer, but.
Thanks for clarifying.
But it's like, you know, at this stage, it seems so far away, but you lose once and then it's like staring you down. You're staring down the barrel. It's like life happens fast.
Well, the other unfortunate part is, like, you could clearly have a better team, but, like, this is the week that the injury thing hits, and all of a sudden, like, your really good team is now, you know, minus your best player looking against Mike, who is Allen and Jamar Chase sort of thing, where that's where it can get real nerve-wracking.
And Chimera Dyke.
I'm sorry.
And Kamara Dyke.
Are you speaking a different language? What are you saying?
Name DK.
DK? I don't want. So I, that's the thing is I don't know what's
yeah,
the name.
It's, Dyke, pronounced, DK? It's pronounced DK, but that's who you're. That's who you're talking. I didn't name him, Mike. I'm just telling you how to say it.
Is Buffalo, New England, just going to be an absolute shootout?
I hope so.
I hope
sure
so.
Hope so.
That should be fun.
Speaking is of names anything... like that, DK, does anyone, someone look up Raheem Morris's first name?
Okay.
Raheem Morris. Get out of here. His name is Raheem Amin Morris.
Raheem no, Amin. He's got like a very hard to pronounce first name. I don't even know how to say it. But it's like the Quintoris thing, like Quintoris Julio Jones.
I'm just getting sure? Raheem Amin Morris. Are you thinking about someone else?
I don't think so. I better not be. No, his first name is Dejonold. Dejonold.
It's not on his Wikipedia page.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe he doesn't like it. Like my dad's middle name is O'Donnell. Hates it.
Oh, if you Google Raheem Morris middle or real name, the AI overview says it's Dejonold, but that is also not anywhere.
That sounds that's like made up. AI.
That's made up.
Anyway, just you're talking about dykes. I thought
Dejonold. Specifically, he was talking about Chimera Dykes, which is
Chimera Dyke.
Really hot.
Oh right, my god!
Let's get out of this this hellhole.
I was about to take that a step further, so yeah, I'm glad.
Crisis okay. averted.
Yeah.
Put a little cap on the Pronley. So our first round is Kurt versus James, Kyle versus Kenny, Tino versus Char, and Tyler versus Mike. Good luck to everyone. Godspeed, and over to Tony, our boots on the ground reporter.
Yeah, I just want to raise one question. Who, like we, I think last year we had a very preferred Pronley final. It was Kevin versus Dion, and we got it as a league. That's what we wanted. What do we want this year? What are we rooting for?
What do you mean Char? We?
It's Curtis, I think, has to, we, I mean.
Oh. No, he's Tino. It's Tino.
A Kurt Tino yeah, would be funny.
You know what? There's a lot of this.
I'll say this, not to be self-deprecating here, but just for the good of the league. Can you imagine me versus Tino in the final? And
that would be good.
That would be good.
That would be a Russian roulette style, like.
And Mike, you're pretty experienced at being
that's
the
what I
mean.
It's like that, that's what makes me. It makes me feel like a lot better. Like it's an upper hand. I've been here before. You know what I mean? I know what it takes to lose. I know what it takes to not lose.
Mm-hmm.
It would also mentally.
I'm here every year.
It would weigh way more on Tino than it would you, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You thought Kenny had a breakdown? Oh man, yeah. Tino.
Yeah, I feel like I've hosted the Pronley. You know, I'm inviting people in.
Welcome back.
It's the Watchmen thing. Like, you know, you're not. I'm not trapped in here with you. I think James would secretly be the best pick just for the hospitality. That would be a very good job. Nothing like last year.
Yeah, but so for the hospitality aspect, like it's always fun to be like a little bit of a dick though. I don't know I could do that to James. He'd be like, here's your beer, man. Like,
yeah, that's a fair point. Yeah.
I could manage that for you.
Whereas like for Tino, I'd say, hey, sweetheart, smiling wouldn't hurt.
Oh, Tino would get it from everybody. And
The best part of that would be the week leading up to the game, to Sunday. Like, Kevin's right. Like, Mike, you'd just be like, well, it's just another day at the office. But Tino would be, like, a nervous wreck for 7 straight days. Like, it would be unbelievable.
Yeah.
O'Toole would say something like, I haven't been able to log into Sleeper for, like, 4 days. You know, it would be like, I was scavenging the waiver wire every single night.
I'd be texting Anthony to recover my password before the draft. My it's a rite of passage.
Oh man,
that's beautiful. All right, over to Tony with our boots on the ground reporting from the
playoff bracket. And let me tell you, I had to do some hardcore journalism to get any sort of clear answer from Justin, as you might anticipate. I was trying to explain to him that, like, I need to know who he's going to pick so that I can let Dion know. Or, you know, if he's a man and he picks Dion, then I need to know the pick. And he just kept saying stuff like, yeah, I'm going to record it before I leave work. Or, you know, don't worry, like, I'll send it to you. I'm like, no, I need to know. And then he just was like, what did he say? He was like, oh, he knows. I'm like, no, what are you talking about? Who knows? I need to know. Eventually, I got it out of him, barely. Anyway, I think, in my opinion, if he had a set of onions on him, he would have picked Dion. But he doesn't. So, here we go.
I think you have to share audio again.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I've only listened to the first 5 seconds, so I'm sorry, or you're welcome. I'm not sure.
How long is it? It's got to be the longest one, right?
is it a song? Is it in song?
Hold on.
Over or under a minute.
You guys can go over and under. Over under. Sorry, not even. Just guess, and we'll go closest without going over. Brendan, go.
43 seconds.
Brendan's 43 seconds. Kevin.
Minute 22.
Minute 22, Mike?
A minute 9.
It's a minute and 44.
Oh my God.
So buckle up.
Here we go. First copyright strike.
Saquon Barkley?
Yeah. I hate your guts. As soon as your eyes shut, I'm gonna punch you square in the face.
This is the one rule of the house.
Don't draft Saquon Barkley.
Don't touch it!
Alright.
Did you draft Saquon Barkley? They're not brothers. They're not even stepbrothers. They're sort of cousins, I guess. And laugh your ass off as they both struggle to crack 100 points. This Sunday, watch as Justin buries Brendan.
Wow.
This is incredible.
There's a lot happening. Yeah.
Can't say I'm surprised.
A couple questions come to mind. First of all, copyright issues. Like, we have a rising, like, audience here. Like, that's not good. Second, did he find a video on YouTube that had that, like,
that was Max what I wanted to know. Where the fuck did that come
from? Was that a trailer?
I think he was skipping through the movie.
But, like, I that's what I'm getting. Like, that's a lot of dedication. No wonder it took an afternoon, Anthony.
Yeah, can't wait to beat him with Saquon. It'll be good.
Yeah, so I couldn't really figure out if he did that because he's just mad you drafted Saquon and this is his way of getting back at you, or if he, I don't know what that has, because Justin wasn't anywhere close to being able to pick him, so it's not, I'm a little bit confused by that part, but
it's just like an easy through line,
right? I see.
We are distantly related too.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
Did you get your COVID shots early?
what
Nothing. How are you related?
Buckle in here. So I actually don't. My great uncle, my mom's dad's sister's husband, is somehow related to Justin. I do not know how it works out on his side.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
It's a fun fact for you.
May I ask who figured that out?
Yeah, good question.
That's a great question.
Like, is this like Eskimo Bros style
relation? No, there was some amount of one of my aunts is like really into the genealogy thing and was like, oh, you know this family, and it was, I don't know, it's, you know, lots of spread between the two.
Sounds legit.
Like, yep. I think I joked that Brendan would be the obvious first pick, but I actually don't think it's that obvious. And I think Justin, this could backfire on him.
I hope it does. Time.
I think he might get a bomb dropped on him by JSN. And are you going to start Darnold? Because I would.
Probably, but I don't remember who the Bucks are playing.
Bucks are playing Thursday night versus Atlanta. But anyway, it's up to you. And you know Barkley's going off too against Oakland. Las Vegas.
I know. I called him. I told him I was playing Jay this week. I told him it was important to me. And like, they're coming into a revenge game.
Yeah. I think I actually think if Justin was a man, his best bet is picking Dion. This is the week where you're going to get him. Because
Kevin, lots of head shaking.
Jordan Love on the road in Denver. He's got, I think Lamb's probably going to play, but Higgins, Marv banged up. You know, Kyron's got Detroit.
Kyron's on the bench.
Yeah, I know. And he's got Detroit. So I think missed opportunity. He went for the safe play and he's going to get banged. That's my prediction.
My prediction is Anthony doesn't want to play Eric, and that's why he's like projecting out that, and he hopes that Justin would have picked someone else to make the chips not fall that way. I also don't think Kyron lost his job. I think they were beating the absolute piss out of a terrible Arizona team, and they just gave him the ball a lot.
It's been like 3 weeks of Kyron not touching the ball. Not nearly as much.
Touching the ball, but like Kyron's whole thing is. Yeah, he's been returning kicks for 2 years. I was like, I don't think it's true. I think Anthony's projecting a little bit.
Who would you have picked, Kevin?
I would have picked you, Brennan, for this week.
That's fair.
I think JSN is the, like, I really liked your team at the beginning of the year, but Baker's clearly hurt. And that, to me, kind of does limit what you're doing. Because when, like, last year, too, Baker was just cooking like a motherfucker. Harvey's been really good.
Ever since you beat me with that RJ Harvey, and I was like, how does that happen? He's taken off. I wanted to trade you for Harvey after that. And it was good hanging on. I think I did reach out and ask, but I couldn't afford it.
Little, I wish he woke up a week or two sooner than he did, but I'll take it. I'm happy I stuck around on him.
Hey, man. Yeah, it's going to be solid.
Okay.
So that means Dion's next, and I asked him if he wanted to like do a cool thing like everyone else does, and he just said no to the voice note or memo, but he did just say, I'm obviously taking Kevin. So like, I guess that's
a little rematch maybe.
Oh, I didn't even
loser goes that. Back into the bronze.
Immediately it's like snakes and ladders.
I knew that was coming because Dion will take any chance he can to match up against me. Unfortunately, it generally works out for him. I think everything you said about his team is totally fair though, Anthony. Like, I would say Brendan and him are kind of the two teams I would have wanted to face this week, so I don't have any qualms with it. Sucks that Higgins is hurt. And I mean, for selfishly, I hope that Lamb doesn't play, but I expect Lamb to play and then Higgins to not. So,
yeah.
We're both missing one of our receivers. It's about as fair a matchup as you can get. So we'll see.
Yeah, this is pretty chalk. It's kind of how I anticipated it would go, unfortunately for me. But yeah, I think you got a good chance. I don't. It's a tough situation with Drake London on Thursday. So I don't know what his situation is like. But hey, you know what? He's just been scratching and clawing to get in the playoffs. Any given Sunday, baby.
Yeah, no, it's about it.
Also, I'd probably give him fucking get his ass. We don't want to see Dion advance.
How do you feel about the Eric matchup? Clearly, yeah, you're not thrilled.
I'm not thrilled for a couple of reasons, but it is kind of how I was like looking at this. Even like before last week, I was like, if Eric gets in, I'm probably going to be the fourth seed. And I just, I'm expecting to have to play him. It's more so just like the mental punishment I'm going to be taking watching CMC versus the Titans. Not a comfortable position. So I really need Derrick Henry and Brock Bowers to come through for me. But Bowers has a really tough matchup. And Henry's been much worse than I kind of expected him to be. I think I'm hoping that like they kind of just blow out the Titans so much that like, and this is like passing touchdowns and maybe McCaffrey kind of gets sat in the fourth quarter would be ideal.
Kyle Shanahan's notorious for managing his touches, right?
Dude, it drives me crazy like for multiple reasons, but it's like, sometimes there's just like no need, man. Like you're up by 20 points. Like give the guy a rest.
Yeah.
And I actually thought part of the reason I traded him is I kind of thought that might be the case when they got healthier. He would be less needed. Their schedule softens up. I thought, and then like before the bye, he got like 30 touches or whatever. I'm like, dude, like you're gonna break him. But anyway, the Detroit game will be. Detroit LA is huge because he has Stafford and Puka, and I think that's even probably bigger than anything else. So yeah, I mean, I played him last year and beat him in the semis. I beat him in the regular season this year after our trade, so
okay,
it is what it is. But yeah, I mean, I think it's probably best for the league in general if I lose, so that's what I will be doing.
You're gonna start all your players though?
Well, no, like I will start my best team, but I've let them know that we're gonna lose. I think it's in the best interest of the league. You know, I've only ever faced discrimination twice in my entire life. One was the first time I saw an Eastside Mario's commercial.
Gotta go WAP.
And the second time was this fantasy football season, and so you know it doesn't feel nice, but I think it's in everyone's best interest to just.
But even you saying that, like one of the storylines that would be ironic about this is the guy that stood up to the injustice is the one that's going to benefit from it, because Eric did sign the embargo, but he ultimately traded with you to get CMC. So that's mm-hmm. the other part of it that. You know, he might have been one of the true and the good of heart.
So. Yeah. Well, it was a lot of guilt by association. And it just became very clear with the whole kicker thing that was clearly just an attack on me as a person and probably wouldn't have happened if it were anyone else. So and that's fine. Like, I get it. And so I'm going to do what's best for the league and I'm going to try and lose this week. So.
Weird note to end it on, but here we are. I'm going to call it because I want to get out there and try and get this edited tonight.
Can I ask one question?
Sure.
All those years where I didn't start players, how come nobody assumed it was strategic?
This is my point.
generally because it was followed by some surprise.
I will say, Tony, the most discriminated against man in the league. There were some pretty heinous things that fired from your thumbs to my phone over that, call it 4 year period. You know,
talking about?
So, you know, some of those texts as to why I may have not started a player whether it were disregard for the rest of the league, mental handicaps, all sorts of reasons, none of them being he's making a strategic decision, to now have the shoe on the other foot and be the most discriminated against man in the league. I just want to point that out, you know.
You're right. You know, it is an injustice, and no one should be discriminated against in this
league. I'm just really hoping that I can get the most discriminated against men in the league title. If I can win something this year.
Okay, when we do our SSFL Dundies or whatever at the end of the year, we can put in most discriminated.
We'll put it to a vote. Who has a harder life between Mike and Anthony? Who's had less opportunity? And I really hope people understand, you know. It's not just you suffering. Yeah, okay, Tate.
You're really going to throw around the discrimination word with this group?
Nothing to do with
like it's not me.
Yeah.
let's all continue the podcast where the four white guys complain about being discriminated against. Great note to end it on, boys.
I only heard three people.
Let's keep going. Okay, yeah. Before Tate takes it off on something crazy, something irrelevant, and before Tate makes a joke of this.
Yeah, it's not a laughing matter, Kevin.
Honestly, it's unbelievable.
He doesn't get it, Mike. He doesn't. He hasn't battled like we have.
Yeah,
he hasn't seen the stuff that we've seen.
All right, what do we got next? What's up?
I don't think we have. I think that's it.
So. Yeah, we're calling it there. Good luck.
Do we do predictions?
Yeah, we do predictions.
Oh yeah. Okay, we got to do predictions. All right.
Yeah.
Quickly around the horn, Kurt James.
Sorry. Oh, James. you meant like week by week or matchup by matchup, or I thought Kevin.
I'm good with matchups. Let's do matchups.
Let's do it quick.
Okay.
Kurt James.
It's an easy sweep for Kurt.
Sorry. Kyle Penny.
Hell yeah, Mike.
Contrarian.
I think it's Kyle. I think it's Kyle.
Tino Char.
Kenny's toast.
Kenny's toast.
Char.
It's Tino. Char's team is terrible.
I'm still shipping the Mike Bowl for the final, so it's got to be Char. Tyler Mike. Sorry, Mike. You know what that means.
Mike wins.
I bet I beat Tyler. I hope I lose.
Nice.
Okay. Going over to the playoffs, Justin Brendan.
I think it's Brendan. I think it's Brendan. I think Justin's in for a world of hurt, and he's just going to be overthinking this the entire Sunday, being like, why did I do this? That's what's going to happen.
I think it's Justin.
I say Justin. Sorry, Brendan.
Breaking my heart. Dion Kevin.
Good guys. Kevin.
Yeah, it's got to be Kevin.
Got to be the good guys.
Dion. I got to go with my boy Dion, because he's always nice to me over text.
And last but not least, Anthony Eric. I'm going Eric.
I'm going Anthony. He's got the voodoo.
I'm going Tony, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going Eric.
Okay.
That's a head, not a hard vote.
Yeah, that's an emotional hedge.
Sorry, what do you mean I got the voodoo going, Kev? What did you mean by that?
I've already said enough.
Okay. Interesting. Mysterious.
Okay. I'm actually calling it this time, fourth try. We'll be back next week with our final picks. Good luck to everyone and good night.